Black Lives Matter figure replaces toppled Colston statue in Bristol. By Kurt Zindulka on July 15, 2020. A London-based artist has installed a statue depicting a Black Lives Matter protester to fill the empty plinth where the figure of Edward Colston once stood. In June, Black Lives Matter protesters in Bristol targeted the statue of merchant parliamentarian Edward Colston over his ties to the slave trade. The statue was toppled from its plinth in an outpouring of mob justice, before being dragged through the streets while being ceremonially beaten, before ultimately pushing it in the harbor, as local police stood back and watched. Early on Wednesday morning, a group of 10 people mounted a statue memorializing a Black Lives Matter activist, Jen Reed, who climbed upon the empty plinth during the chaos last month. The sculpture, A Surge of Power, Jen Reed, 2020, made by London artist Mark Gwynn, has now taken the place of Colston. Despite the significant construction crew, including a lorry-mounted crane to facilitate installation, the artist did not officially receive permission from the City of Bristol to erect the BLM statue, according to the Bristol Post. The Mayor of Bristol, Marvin Rees, said that the installation would only be permanent if the citizens of the city consent to it, saying, "The sculpture that has been installed today was the work and decision of a London-based artist. It was not requested, and permission was not given for it to be installed. My relentless commitment is to build a city for all Bristolans, with all our differences. To this end, the future of the plinth and what is installed on it must be decided by the people of Bristol," Rees added. The subject of Quinn's statue, Jen Reed, told the BBC that, "I think it's something the people of Bristol really appreciate seeing. When I was stood there on the plinth, and raised my arm in a Black Power salute, it was totally spontaneous," she said, adding, "I didn't even think about it. It was like an electrical charge of power was running through me. This sculpture is about making a stand for my mother, for my daughter, for Black people like me," she proclaimed. Mark Quinn told the left-wing British newspaper The Guardian, "Jen created the sculpture when she stood on the plinth and raised her arm in the air. Now we're crystallizing it. The only thing that could have stopped it would have been some kind of official intervention, but it didn't happen. It looks like it's always been here," Quinn claimed. "But it is ultimately movable. This is not a permanent artwork," the artist admitted. Edward Colston, the British philanthropist and parliamentarian depicted in the toppled statue, partially earned his fortune through the slave trade during his time as a board member of the Royal African Company in the late 1600s. Though much of his wealth came through the trade of fruits, wine, and fabrics, his ties to the slave trade, which was generally accepted during his lifetime, but was a practice later stamped out by the British government and the Royal Navy, saw him become the subject of a long-running campaign in Bristol in recent decades. While democratic means to remove the statue failed over the years, ropes and manpower unimpeded by police intervention did the trick in time. So far, only one of the dozens of vandals that toppled his statue has been arrested by police in Bristol. The plinth where his statue stood was left empty for weeks before the installation of the Black Lives Matter monument, aside from a few hours last week when someone placed a mannequin depicting deceased pedophile and BBC star Jimmy Savile on the stone column. The mannequin was covered with a t-shirt that read "If Carlsberg did rapists," a reference to a well-known advertising campaign implying Savile was a particularly effective rapist. A sign placed at the feet of the statue made reference to the growing campaign in the United Kingdom against the television tax which pays for the national state broadcaster the BBC, and read, "None of them stopped me, and your license paid for it." Savile was a mainstay of the BBC for decades, starring in shows such as Top of the Pops and Jim'll Fix It. Following his death in 2011, hundreds of alleged victims of child sexual abuse came out to accuse Savile of molesting them. While it was claimed knowledge of his misdeeds was widespread in his own lifetime, nevertheless nothing was done until after he died. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtZindulka.